It's such a pleasure to have Don Hansen joining us this morning on Star 97.7. Don, as you may know, is owner of Green Acres Kennel Shop, 1653 Union Street in Bangor, and has been for more than 30 years. And Don is host of Woof Meow with Don Hansen, heard every Monday at 4:20 and at various times during the week. And the episode that is airing this week and the one coming up next week deals with a subject that is a little bit touchy for some pet lovers, and that is overweight pets, pet obesity. Don, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, and I am so glad to be here, guys.
I'm curious why, it's one thing to talk to another person about their weight. What seems to be the awkwardness? Why is it a little touchy for when it comes to pets?
I have some theories. I suspect that if a person with a pet that's overweight is also overweight, that might cause someone to want to avoid the topic. I suspect that, one of the things I note in the episode currently running is that data suggests that a large percentage of vets are uncomfortable talking about this. That's part of the problem, in all honesty, which is why I really emphasize, ask your vet if they're comfortable talking about it and explain to them that if your pet is overweight, you want to hear that. Because this is a huge problem for pets, and it is out of all of the major health problems pets face, this is the one that we can most easily fix ourselves.
A lot of us, we can look at a cat or a dog, we may not think they look overweight, but in fact, many times they are.
Well, and a lot of that comes from is so many of them are. So if we're comparing our Sparky to Rex, who's the neighbor's own, and they're both overweight, and we see, oh, those are two normal dogs or cats or whatever they want to be. Sometimes it really, really takes gross obesity for us to really notice this. And I think somewhere on my blog, I share a couple of slides that show quite simply the fattest dog I have ever seen and the most obese cat I have ever seen. And it's obvious. But for many of us, it's not obvious because there's such a high percentage of animals that are overweight.
And what are some of the problems that can crop up? Obviously it can shorten their lifespan, but what are some of the other issues that can crop up when a dog or cat is carrying that extra weight on?
Lots of orthopedic problems. They're more prone to orthopedic injury. It's going to make recovery more difficult. They can get diabetes. Now, we don't see that often in dogs, but we see it quite often in cats. When we were first started this business 30-some years ago, it was rare for us to board a cat that required insulin. Because of diabetes, we have several cats we board now that require insulin injections while they're with
us. Well, coming up in just a moment, Don is going to offer some solutions, some help for those of us with overweight pets. Coming up next on Star 97.7. Don Hansen is with us, owner and operator of Green Acres Kennel Shop, 1653 Union Street in Bangor. And we're talking about overweight pets, pet obesity, and the problems that can come with that. We talked about some of the health issues that can crop up with an overweight pet. Don, help us out with some of the solutions. What are some of the things we're doing wrong, and what can we do to help Sparky or Fluffy live longer?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is recognize pet obesity is a problem. And if you're not sure yourself, my website has some basically body condition score sheets you can download and use to take a look at your dog and see what's going on. You can also ask your vet, and as I said in the previous earlier segment, tell your vet you want to know, that they should feel comfortable talking to you about this, because there is statistical data that suggests many vets aren't. And then when you can all agree that Sparky or Fluffy are overweight, this needs to become a family project. Everybody needs to be involved, because if you've got one family member who to express their love is slipping Fluffy or Sparky something they don't need or shouldn't have.
Guilty.
That all adds to the problem. I've got some clients I know that routinely, after picking their dog up from daycare, will stop and buy fries or a burger for themselves and one for the dog as well.
Wow.
You know, that's just not really helpful. I recommend that once you know you've got a problem, weigh your dog at least minimally once a month. You can't do this once a year at their wellness exam. And to help our clients do that more often, we purchased a scale here at Green Acres a number of years ago. So any of our clients can come in and weigh their pet anytime they want to. Be smart about the food you're buying. Read the ingredients. Try to avoid foods with lots of carbs in. And if you're feeding primarily kibble, that's going to be difficult because some kibbles are mostly carbohydrates. Make sure your dog has exercise. And the other really big thing, and this is what I'll be talking about in the next Woof Meow pet tip that starts on the 19th, is treats. Everything your dog eats, not just their food, has calories. So if you're feeding a weight reduction food diet, spending extra money for less calories, and you're still giving them all those treats, you've got to consider that as well. I don't give a treat any bigger than the size of a green pea, whether I'm training a 4-pound Yorkie or a 200-pound Mastiff. Treats in training are all about repetition, so we want to use really, really small treats. Remember, the big companies, the Mars Candy Company, the Nestle Candy Company, the two biggest providers of pet food in the USA, aren't really there for your pet's health. They are there for profit.
Don Hansen, owner and operator of Green Acres Kennel Shop, Union Street in Bangor, greenacreskennel.com, and also forcefreepets.com. Thank you so much,
Don.
Thank
you.
Thank you guys for having me on to discuss this really important topic, because we could keep our dogs and cats around a lot longer if we keep them healthy.